97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Celebrity lifestyle influencer Bethany Mota on the phone. Bethany, how does it feel to be referred to in press kits as celebrity lifestyle influencer?
Kind of crazy. I guess, yeah, I never really intended on that title when I got into everything. So.
Yeah. Well, that's what the press people have deemed you now. So that's what I guess we have to refer to you as, celebrity lifestyle influencer Bethany Mota. So if you're asking, why is she on Wiggins America? Well, you might know that on this show, I am what you would call a candy freak. I talk about candy all the time because I'm probably addicted to it and I'm probably headed toward diabetes. But regardless, I love it and I'm not giving it up. And Bethany is the host of a brand new show on Crackle called Follow Me. So Bethany, explain the tie between Follow Me and candy. How do all these things work together?
Yeah, so Follow Me is a 10-episode competition series. So the whole premise of it is we're basically following 10 different content creators, and they all have been in social media for a little bit now. They all have kind of created their own little communities. They have their own followings, and they're all competing for $50,000. And in this competition, it's sponsored by Mars Wrigley. So they get to work with, like, Snickers, Skittles, M&M's, all these different candy brands to participate in these challenges that are also a part of the show, where they're given a challenge by the brand to create basically a kind of mini commercial for the brand that also highlights the creator and who they are. And they compete in these little mini challenges that are hosted by the brands as well. So it's a very cool influencer content creator show if you're ever interested in the inner workings of that world.
Bethany, this actually sounds like a dream job to me because I'm sure there are lots of different brands that come to people. I mean, we have lots of endorsements here too, of course, and you kind of pick and choose who you like, you know, because there are certain companies that you're like, I've heard bad things about you as a real estate agent or whatever, so you get to pick and choose. To me, this is one that if anybody from Mars Wrigley ever came to me, I would be like, you know what, I'll just do it for the food. You don't even have to pay me. So did you guys get to really, like, indulge on this show?
Oh, that was my own personal challenge, being the host. Every time that I would walk on set, we would work with, you know, a different brand, different candy brand every week. And so it would be everywhere. And so it was a constant challenge of my willpower to not just pick up a piece and eat it throughout the day, especially at like 9 a.m.
Bethany, walk us through a couple episodes here so people can know, you're like, oh, if I choose to dive in to Follow Me on Crackle, what's an episode? Like, do you focus on just Starburst in one of them? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so each episode of Follow Me, we have a different brand come in and host these kind of mini challenges. So, for example, if Skittles came in, they would challenge our creators. Oftentimes, they'll be put into groups, so we might have someone who does makeup and someone who does fitness on the same team that have to create a video for Skittles. And if they win that one challenge, they could win $1,000. And it's really cool to see how they kind of, you know, take their own creative twist on creating basically a little promo for Skittles or for whatever brand is in that week. And we also have guest mentors come in that judge that challenge. So this season we had like Jordan Jones, we had Kika Kim. They would basically come in and choose whichever video kind of resonates with them the most and that they think is the winner that week.
Bethany Mota is on the phone with us. So, Bethany, obviously, we're in more traditional broadcast media. You're in new media. It just has me curious as to how your world works. Like, you have so many. You're obviously very, very successful. I think you have like 9 million followers on various platforms, maybe more than that. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. I don't want to undersell you here. But do people just come to you all the time as an influencer and say, oh, I want to know you. I just want to promote my brand. I want you to promote my channel. Like, are people knocking on your door all the time?
Yeah, I think ever since starting social media, you know, I never really planned for it to be a brand. And once you get into social media, even now, you could start an account today. And if you blow up tomorrow, then yeah, brands eventually come wherever there are numbers. But I think for me, what I found to be really cool is kind of like you mentioned, is you still kind of have the free will to choose who you want to work with. And I'm really grateful that I've had the opportunity to have that choice. And, you know, there's been so many brands that have come to me that are like dream come true, you know, people that I loved or brands that I grew up wearing or supporting, and to be able to choose to work with them and them to choose to work with me is really exciting.
It's got to be a lot of self-discipline in what you do, because for us, I know that we got to show up at a certain time every single day. We're on the air. That's the way it is. But there's nobody telling you, okay, you have to make a new, you have to do another post today. So it's almost like you have to tell yourself and set your own schedule for that stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there have definitely been times throughout my, you know, social media career, because I've been doing it for over 10 years. I've had a team at certain points, which I think when you have a team that you're paying
yeah.
to be there, you obviously are like, okay, I got to show up. But I've also had majority of my career, I haven't had a team on the content side. So it definitely is, you know, it requires that self-discipline. And I think it ultimately comes down to drive or, you know, feeling a purpose in doing it. Like, what's my reason for making content? Is it, you know, just to make money? And that's cool too. Or is there like kind of a deeper thing driving that I feel ultimately keeps someone going for a longer time?
Absolutely. Bethany Mota, before we run out of time now, knowing that you know, become famous basically in the social world, then transitioning to a more traditional, I mean, streaming isn't exactly traditional, but it's TV. Transitioning to doing a 45-minute episode, it's got to be a little different than just, you know, talk to camera. Now you're doing, you know, a major streaming network show called Follow Me, which is what we're talking to you about. Like, was it a weird transition? Was it natural for you?
I will say it definitely felt crazy, like coming to set and not having to set up the lights or like set up the camera. Obviously, everything done on this show is way a much bigger scale than I would do on like my YouTube channel or my Instagram. But that part of it, I think, is always so weird to come into set and just, get my hair and makeup done and, you know, kind of read the talking points for that day and what the episode is about and kind of fill myself in on all of that and not have to put on all of the other hats. It's weird, but also it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I bet. Because, I mean, full disclosure, in radio, we don't have hair and makeup people either. So we just come in sometimes in our pajamas and we'll tell you we're in full suits and you don't know any difference. Bethany.
Oh, that's so nice.
Bethany, thank you so much for your time. And, of course, the show is Follow Me on Crackle. It's just been there for, it's brand new, a couple weeks it's been out. Check it out and let me know what you think at Radio Wiggins on Twitter. Bethany, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.